All right, let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
We're in the third inning now, Comerica. Second game of the four-game series with Houston, and the Astros trail the Tigers 1-0. So far, so pretty good for Robbie Ray. Major league debut. Got a couple of Ks in the first inning. He's knocked him out into the third. And Tigers got their lone run on a Miguel Cabrera long ball. Only the third homer of the season for Miggy. But that's where it stands. 1-0 right now. Bottom three. Tigers hitting against Brett Oberholzer. I got your Oberholzer right here. College baseball in Mount Pleasant. Michigan's a winner today over the Chippewas. Beat them 7-1. And in Kalamazoo, Michigan State beat Western Michigan 5-4. Spartans are now 25-20. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, conference semis, game one. Halftime in Miami. The Heat lead Brooklyn 46-43. Three-point lead for LeBron and company. In fact, LBJ and Mario Chalmers lead the Heat with 10. Joe Johnson, my guy, could have been a Piston, leads the Nets with 10. Portland-San Antonio goes at 9:30. Stanley Cup playoffs, round two, game three. Montreal leading Boston 2-0 into the second period. I get always nervous about this, but P.K. Subban scores his third. Please keep the tweets to a nothing, Boston. You would. You appreciate it. Chicago, Minnesota goes at 9. Other baseball, American League Indians have added a couple. They lead the Twins now 4-0 in the third. Rays over the Orioles 2-1 third. For Baltimore, Steve Pierce, his first of the season, home run-wise. Interleague Series, Reds and Red Sox at Fenway tied at 1 in the third. Blue Jays lead the Phils in the third on the Encarnacion homer 1-0. Just getting started, Sox and Cubs. Rangers, Rockies a bit later. Royals, Padres go at Petco at 10-10. National League, no-score Dodgers, Nationals into the fourth. Giants, Pirates 1-1 third. No-score Cardinals, Braves also in the third. And the Marlins lead the Mets 2-0. The Diamondbacks and Brewers starting in this 8 o'clock hour. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Bob Krause is in here. We're going to talk to him in a sec. But first, 248-848-1130. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, Rob, I think we ought to draft defense.
Defense! Come on, Rob did it on TV the other night. Say it, Greg, defense!
And I think we ought to draft a pass rusher. Because we need to put some heat on quarterback.
Well, you got Ziggy Ansah last year for that reason. You want to go back-to-back years, you get an edge rusher? You're crazy.
You need an edge rusher. Because that's why your secondary looks so bad. The quarterbacks have all year to throw.
Well, but you hope Ziggy Ansah in his second year is going to be that guy. That's why you drafted him last year.
Yeah, well, you need somebody on the other side.
Well, what about making some interceptions downfield, making some plays? I mean, I get you with it. I understand the
Robert, if you have a pass rush, you make quarterbacks throw before they.
I understand that, but they're also you're going to tell me, okay, Aaron Rodgers is going to make a play downfield. You also have to get turnovers. It's not just all pressure on the quarterback. You got to make plays. What their plus minus. Their takeaways and compared to their giveaways, you have to have some of that.
Good defenses have good pass rushers,
but they also have playmakers
Greg,
in the secondary.
Broken record, buddy. Ziggy Ansah, Nick Fairley, Dominican Sue.
How many guys are you gonna get?
Pick anybody else you got. You got three other guys that play on the other side. How many? You got a dude. Chris Houston is hurt. They've got literally nothing at the corner position. What do you want to fill that with? Toilet paper? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm still saying you could use another pass rusher.
Okay, got it. Sold. All right, Greg, you've made your statement. You should get another pass rusher. Greg,
I'm
going to write it down. Greg is in on an edge rusher.
We got you.
Hey, Rob, I'm looking at Robbie Ray's pants.
You looking at what?
I look at Robbie Ray's pants sitting in the seat.
Are those his parents?
Yeah, those are his parents.
That guy looks like his brother. That's his father?
Yeah, I see why he's so big. I see why he's so slim. Well,
Robbie Ray's only 22.
And he was losing the race to the dinner table.
Yeah, I see. I know. Those two, mom and dad, are pretty. I, you know what? I really didn't believe that was his dad. He looked so
Did
young.
Did they bring Honey Boo Boo tonight, too?
Oh, stop.
Is Mama June there, Greg?
Mark, stop.
Greg. Why? You said it. I didn't say it.
But they're big and they like to munch.
All right. Nothing wrong. Hey.
Hey.
Let me tell you. Mark, what last clown laugh at Mama June and Big Honey Boo Boo? How much money they got? They're rolling in dough.
Please, they don't make that much money.
Before we go to Bob, here's the picks from Mike O'Hara. We mentioned them. Now,
this
Matt
is from
Shepard,
DetroitLions.com.
Right, you can go to Lions.com and read this. And again, Artie Regner will have Mike and
we
tomorrow.
Delete him first. That's pretty funny.
You see their faces and hear their voices, and now you get to see what they think the Lions should do with the 10th pick in the first round of the NFL draft Thursday night. That was funny?
Keep going.
That's all. Don't touch that dial or the remote. Don't touch that dial.
Nobody touches the
there
dial.
There used to be. Let me just ask Bob Krause real fast. Bob, do you remember a dial on a TV set? How old are you?
Now.
I forget.
28.
Please.
Do you remember turning the dial on a TV? Ever?
Well, the old Zenith.
You had an old Zenith? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And what did your my dad would throw an apple at me if I tried to change
and
it.
And there you go. And in those days.
He had apples available. Just to whip it, Bob.
And in those days, you couldn't turn the channel because, you know, what was the biggest, not that you would, what was the biggest concern? You're going to break the knob. Right? Don't turn that.
Broke the knob.
Stop turning that channel. You're going to break the knob. If my father or my mother told me that a million times. Stop turning that channel.
I'm the youngest of seven, so everything got blamed on me. So,
well, I broke the Sylvania.
Seven kids in 9 years, dude.
Mom and dad, no movies, huh? I mean, wow.
Here are the predictions.
The old Catholic rhythm method, man.
Wow.
It worked for the Catholic business, right?
Matt Shepard. Shep, your morning host, right here. First one on the Mike O'Hara mock draft. Media mock draft. Defensive tackle Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh. He's a good DT. I kind of was a little surprised Matt went that way, but his quote was, security for the future, impact for now, because, you know, of course, Martin Mayhew has already said, well, Nick Fairley, we're not going to pick up that 2015 option. Why would we do something stupid like that? That was dumb. Tom Lydon from Channel 7, your sports director there at WXYZ Broadcast House TV. Likes cornerback Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State. Quote, Tommy, I like the size and skill and the ability to return kicks. Dan Miller, Fox 2. Remember, you know Dan, Rob?
You mean the Lions play-by-play guy on radio, that guy? Okay.
You know Dan.
Yes.
It takes the tight end from North Carolina, Eric Ebron. You get versatility at the position. You can move him to the slot or is it? Oh, he's too complicated.
Dan, that's too complicated.
Dan, you know what? I get it because you're the Lions play-by-play. You know too much about these guys.
But wait a minute. Remember, we used to have a segment with Dan Miller at the other radio place.
Called Shooting the Breeze with Tony Ortiz?
No, it wasn't. Dan, it was
the Time Killer with
the
Dan Miller.
The Time Killer with Dan Miller. Yeah. That was the name of the segment.
Dan loved their Time Killer.
Yes.
It was the Time Killer with Dan Miller.
Yes.
Get it?
Do you remember they tried a show once? They did a couple of shows on DFN. Miller and Killer. Wasn't it something like that with the old Tom Kowalski?
The late, great Tom Kowalski.
I want to say it was Miller and Killer.
We used to sit in your seat right there?
Yep.
And Dan Miller's been around a long time now, so he knows his stuff. Yeah. So if he says tight end, really? Okay, fine. Rob Parker, hold on, let's see what it says here. WDIV Channel 4 contributor, co-host of Parker and the Man, WDFN AM 1130.
Wow, nice.
How about
pretty
that?
Pretty strong.
Says they will pick cornerback Justin. I hate you, people. I hate you. Cornerback Justin Gilbert, Oklahoma State. You know, why do you got to go to damn Stillwater?
Just keep going.
You got a guy in East Lansing. The Lions, quote, this is Rob's quote. The Lions need a playmaker in their Swiss cheese secondary.
You know I got to be colorful.
Swiss cheese. Doesn't that sound good right now?
Swiss cheese?
Melted Swiss on a patty melt.
It actually does.
Doesn't it sound good?
Yeah.
See?
Not bad. Ryan over there, he's hungry.
Woo, I want that. You know how old he is?
How old?
Take a guess how old he is.
Please say 22.
20.
Are you serious?
He's not even 21 yet.
Oh, my God.
Bimo, you're older than he is, right?
By like a Ryan, month. You're only 20
Are you older
years
by like a month? No, you're younger still?
You're 20 today? Oh.
2 months younger? Okay.
He said in a few months.
Got more
20
children
months.
Working
20.
Here. It's
I only got that guy by 6 years.
You know what? You know
we're
what, Mark?
People.
I always wanted to open up a sweatshop. And you know what? I think we finally
got
there.
I think we finally did. Yeah. Good call. Good call. Sweatshop. Next, they'll be making iPhones. Okay, here we go.
But, boy, just think about that somebody came up with that name.
A
sweatshop. They work in a sweatshop.
Oh, it's hot, man.
Sweating in here right now. All right, let me finish Rob's comment. The okay. Lions need a playmaker in their Swiss cheese secondary and a talented and athletic cornerback. If they want to beat the Bears and Packers, it's defense.
I'm telling you.
Gilbert would help a lot. But God forbid you mention Darquez Denard instead
well, you
of
know,
the guy from
I
Stillwater.
I called Tom Izzo. He told me, stay away from that guy.
Yeah, okay. Izzo said, stay away from anybody D'Antonio. You know, D'Antonio can't put a guy in the NFL. Steve Courtney. Have you ever heard of Steve Courtney?
I used to do a segment with Steve Courtney.
Yes, you did.
Many moons
God,
ago.
That was 1,000 years ago.
It used to be a fun segment, me and him.
He thinks that the Lions will take safety, ha-ha, heh-heh, Hee hee. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Why does he have to laugh before he makes his pick? Just say who it is.
That's his name, Bob. Ha ha, Clinton Dix out of Alabama.
He's Irish?
Yes, he's Irish.
Now that's funny.
And Mr. Courtney says, ha ha would be a nice compliment to Glover Quinn, to GQ.
Okay.
There's two dudes, I've never heard of their names, but they work at a station in town, supposedly. One wants wants Justin Gilbert. God, you guys with Justin Gilbert. And the other dude, who goes by Gator.
Gator, yes.
Goes with Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
All right, so both Karsh and Gator are picking the what you call it. Corners.
Drew from the Drew and Mike show on Riff.
He's not on Riff anymore.
Oh, he's not? What is he?
He's still doing morning. The show sounds like he's still doing mornings.
What's
on
he
Riff,
doing now?
But I don't know.
Drew is going with Aaron Donald as well, the defensive tackle out of Pittsburgh. And Jennifer Hammond, the Hammer. She's been at Fox 2 since I was there.
She was an original at DFN 20 yeah. years ago, Hammer. She used to do updates for our show.
We
me
love,
and Stoney.
Now, can I say we love Jennifer Hammond?
We love Jennifer Hammond.
Can I go love on Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't wait till the big 20th reunion, what we're having.
We go love on the Hammer. And it's Hammer time.
20 years.
She also says, the safety out of Bama, ha-ha, Clinton Dix. Okay, there you go.
If Ha-Ha gets married to Honey Boo Boo, what are they going to name their kids?
Ha ha boo boo? Boo boo ha ha?
That's pretty solid.
I don't know.
If Nene married Ha ha, he'd be Ha ha Nene.
Oh, God, stop. All right, enough with the comedy.
I can just say oy vey.
Oy vey.
That's what they'll say. Ha ha Nene, oy vey.
248-848-1130 is the number.
And we have one more media. Greg, who just called the show, wants an edge rusher.
Is that it? Greg. Thank you, Greg.
He didn't give us a name, and just an edge rusher. Bob Krause is right here. We're going to talk more with Bob coming up. Will you hang for
us? Yeah, we'll do this, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little golf.
I'm going to present the challenge to you guys.
It's because he's got a challenge for us.
All right, well, let's hear it when we get back. I mean, we're not going anywhere. I know.
We
know what I mean.
And then we're going to do some trash talking coming up, too, so get ready for that. 248-848-1130 is the number. It's Detroit's 1130. That's a better number, too. WDFN, the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Tigers are up 3-0 over the Astros. Robbie Ray doing a nice job so far on the mound after a little struggle in the first, but he got out of it. Cabrera's got a homer, Torrey with a sack fly, and V-Mart with an RBI single. And it's in the fourth inning. Tigers up 3-0 in that game. Heat have a lead over Brooklyn starting the third quarter. It's now 50-45 Miami. And we'll update you everything in sports wrap time coming up in a little while. I did notice, though, that it's going to be that Miguel Cabrera trophy day. They're going to give, like, Triple Crown trophies or some kind of like first 10,000 fans. That sounds like a really bad idea to me. I don't know why, but if they're giving them when you walk in, well, if you walk in, then you got to hold it all game. It looks like a little trophy, like a MVP thing, like this yay big.
If you can see us
at ParkerAndTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. I don't know. They can't give them out as you leave because how would you know the first 10,000? Unless you get the certificate. Maybe that's what they do.
Maybe they only got 10,000.
So that's what they should do. You walk in, you get a certificate, you're one of the first 10,000, and then they give you walking out.
It's always better to give people that stuff on the way out. It
Rob,
just is.
You've seen it before.
I went to ball day at Shea Stadium, and they threw the ball on the field.
Bob. I've been to bat day where about 10,000 of them landed on the field. Remember the old Henry Bar, the famous old Henry Bar in
yes.
Chicago for Henry Rodriguez? Cubs were getting beat bad. Henry Rodriguez was a big player at the time. He had a 40
home
run
season. And
they
started throwing the...
They gave away Henry chocolate bars, candy bars. And, like, the Cubs were losing 8-0. They started firing those suckers out of the field. Like, 8,000 Henry bars ended up on Wrigley Field's lawn.
Remember the commercial for the Henry bar for Hank Aaron? Henry,
right?
Remember that?
Yeah.
The Henry.
We ain't talking no Henry.
All right, let's talk golf now.
Hey, Players Championship, Bob. How's it going, Bob Krause, right over here?
Good. Everything's good. Life is good.
You were in a little DAC thing there.
I am. I'm the golf pro for the DAC, so they want me to kind of make sure that I represent.
You know, that's a big deal that you're the golf pro at the Detroit Athletic Club.
I feel very honored. Yes, yes. A lot of people, they treat me well down there.
But I still don't have a sweatsuit like that, or at least a sweat jacket from the DAC.
You'll have the Rob Parker giveaway DAC sweatshirt.
But thing. You know, I've been there for lunch numerous times.
Well, we'll take. We can come.
I'm gonna tell you one of the. I'm gonna tell you this is a true story. So I'm down there.
Why do people say that?
What?
Say
what?
Does anybody ever say, "Hey, I'm about to lie to you"? Get a load of this story.
The reason I was telling you is because.
I don't lie to you. It's never happened. Go ahead.
The reason I was telling you is because. Because of the story, and I'm telling you the story, was I was down having lunch. Mark, you know the story. You know why? Because we were doing a show. We were filling in doing sports on the other station middays. And I get a phone call from the Detroit News editors, remember? And they say,
Filling in for Ed Till?
Yeah, we were filling in, and they said, we want to have lunch with you.
Do the Ed Till thing if you're going to mention Ed Till.
What?
Come on, everybody.
Come on, everybody, Ed Till. Come on, everybody, Ed Till. Love that.
All right, now you can proceed.
So anyway, they say, come down. We want to have lunch with you and talk to you about our open columnist job. Remember, Camille comes down with a suit. We're doing a show. But there's no time for me to be able to go home, get dressed, and then go downtown. So my wife, I don't know, she went home and got my suit, brought it to the station.
Nicely pressed.
We did the show. I got dressed. Drove downtown. I'm sitting there, and as I'm sitting there being interviewed, all the wait staff and all the people know this. They're like, "Oh man, we love you." One by one, just comes up to the table. Man, you're my favorite on TV. Oh, I love
as you're being interviewed.
As I'm being interviewed, yeah. It was almost like
that
it was
didn't
a
help at all. Did it?
Almost like it was a setup. At one point, Silverman, who was the editor, goes, "This is ridiculous. This is crap." He even had to say it because. It was not like one or two. There were people having lunch. It was like five or six people came over to say hello and how much they love my commentary and they watch me all the time and this and that. And I got hired.
They pay you a little more after that? I mean.
They paid me, so I'm not complaining.
That was at the DAC?
Yep.
That was the lunch at the DAC.
All right. The lunch was great. All right. Let's talk about the Players' Championship.
Yep, it's this week. Who do you got?
Well, first of all, I love that layout. There's nothing better in golf, in my opinion, than the Island Green at 17. I think it's one of the great television holes in golf. You can Pebble Beach, Masters, pick anything you want. In the United States of America, the Island Green at 17 at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida, is as good as it gets. Have you played it before?
I have played it, yeah.
Do you hit the green?
It's only a 9-iron.
I know, but you say that, Rob. It's surrounded by water. There's just a little path to
walk
to it.
Thing's huge.
It doesn't look that huge.
Like, you wouldn't miss it.
I
unless there's, like, these tour players would never miss it
if there wasn't people around. I've
they
seen.
Get the moment, get ahead
some
of
some of the best players in the world go into the drink there.
Yeah, because they're dreaming, you know. Tears in the eyes, I guess.
I've seen Jack
Cinderella
go into the drink
story.
There. I've seen Arnie go into the drink there.
You know, it's harder, the tee shot on 18 is harder than the shot on 17. And the second shot on 16 is harder than the shot on.
Well, 16's, I think, a harder hole, right?
16, man. That's
a harder
no joke.
Hole. But that Island Green is what people see.
Yeah.
So you say, who do I got in the Players? Well, first of all, before we say that, the defending champion is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tiger will not be there. Tiger's now kind of indicating that maybe this is not going to be back by the summer, or maybe this is not going to
be. He's probably never going to be back the way he was.
That's a pretty big claim, dude.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's
He'll never be back the way he was?
Where he was back in 2000, unless he
Forget
changes
2000. Last year, Bobby won five times.
I'm saying he may not. I'm not saying that's my opinion. My opinion is if he doesn't change his golf swing, he's not going to win.
Well, I think there's something else wrong with him.
Yeah, his body's
to
breaking
me,
down.
To me, the way it sounds like, and the way he's very discouraged, and in this last number of comments he made just yesterday, it sounds like a guy who's not prepared to get back to it, if you know what I mean. U.S. Open, maybe out. British Open, out. Maybe the PGA, I don't know.
It sounds like a guy that's experiencing becoming mortal.
I think it's weird that he goes out with his ex-wife and her billionaire boyfriend.
Someone's going to pick
Lindsay
up the
Vaughn, they go on double dates now. He and Vaughn and Elon and the billionaire, whatever his name is, Chris Carter. I think it's another Chris Carter guy. I think it was his name is really. But they go on double dates.
That's a little bizarre.
Isn't that crazy?
That's just stupid.
Especially the way
that's
things
weird.
Were. I mean, she actually ruined a club on the Escalade.
Club? How about career? Are you kidding? That was a big
Thank
deal.
Thank God Lindsay didn't hit him in the head. She's a lot stronger. He wouldn't have got up.
Oh, that would have been over. Over. Because Elon's got no strength compared to Lindsay Vaughn. Lindsay Vaughn's a superstar, you know, world gold medalist skier. Are you crazy? Yeah. All right, we'll get our picks with Bob.
Come back.
Talk more about the Players' Championship. And you got a challenge for us.
I do.
Don't give it out yet.
No.
This is a huge tease right now for everybody watching at ParkerTheMan.com
so
or listening.
Too.
So, B, Be a part of it.
Also,
248-848-1130.
Also want to give a quick Parker the Man shout out.
We have a shout out
to Richard Brown, Mark. He sent a letter, nice little letter, to the barbershop. I was down there today getting a cut.
I give you a lot of credit, man. You still write letters.
Yes. And you know what?
The first, he puts a stamp on them.
What's the first thing he wrote up here at the top? The very first thing.
Great show on Channel 38.
That's right. The debut show of Rob Parker Shop Talk was on Saturday, and it was fun.
Take your hand. Did you put it behind your back and pat yourself. There you go.
Huh? I'm gonna give. Did I write that? I didn't write this.
No, this guy actually writes us letters.
Mr. Brown.
He writes
that
letters.
Guy, he is a mind, he's in the small percentage that can.
And we finally got a picture of him. What he looks like.
And I would not have put that to the.
No,
letter.
you never really know what somebody looks
let
like.
Let me see what he. Let me see. Put it up to the camera. You can put it up to the camera. Put it right behind you. Is it up or down there, Slick?
Can you see him?
To the side. Go to the other side. That way. Down, up, up a little bit. Right there, got it.
It's a little like Woody Harrelson.
Got it. This is fascinating webcam television.
All right, let's go. 248-848-1130. It's Golf Challenge coming up.
And we'll get you caught up with the Heat. We'll get you caught up with the Tigers and all sorts of other stuff next. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Bob Krause, right? Bob Krause in the house. You should have a segment called Krause in the House.
C5 Faux Fouls, Krause in the house.
Detroit's 1130 WDFL The Fan.